Osborne is our guest today. Here's Mr. Jack Osborne. Look.
What's up? Morning.
What's up, dude?
Howdy.
What's up, howdy, dude? What's up, dude? You do look like one of the Oxford truckers today.
In really a nice way.
Yeah, absolutely. In you look like a rugged, like, I'll eat a mountain lion.
Exactly.
Kind of way.
You look like son of Ice Road trucker. That's what you look like. You really do. Still keeping that weight off, man. In fact, you look smaller.
It's crystal meth.
Is that awesome. Right?
Yeah, you should I really get into it.
I couldn't do that. That would be bad for me.
Yeah, because that's bad.
It rots your teeth as well.
Yeah.
I saw a program about it. Louis Theroux did it.
I heard about that. I heard it was quite horrifying.
It was a good show, but horrible dentistry.
Yeah. Mm. Didn't he go out to, like, Baker? No, where did he go? In California.
Just like the crystal meth capital
or somewhere.
Something like that, yeah, which is...
Just horrible.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, how are you?
I'm good. Wait, can I just say golf clap on Kilimanjaro?
Thank you very much.
Golf clap.
Thank you. That's fine. It's easy. You should do it.
I kind of had plans to at some point.
But
I just haven't got around to it. Haven't got a good team. It's all about the team.
Do you know what? It kind of is about the team, but it's...
Were you in training for that last time Jack was in? I think we were talking about it.
Yeah, you were talking about it. You said that you were going to do it.
It's fine. It's just a long walk.
Yeah.
You know,
up
it's
a
really,
steep hill.
Well, through a lot of flat stuff. I think the only... I've talked about this so much. Do you know what? I'm not even going to talk about it.
All right.
So, let's talk about you. Let's talk about your show in a minute. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
Everything good in your life? You're happy?
Yeah, everything's great. Can't complain. You know? Still employed. It's great.
Yeah.
Another series.
Living the dream. How old are you now?
23.
Oh, you're so old.
So old.
You're such an old boy.
Mm, I am.
You're an old man.
Well, you know what? I felt old this morning because I was sat on my patio drinking tea and reading a book, and I realised that that's what you do when you're old.
No, it's fine. It's sensible.
It's sensible, right?
Yeah. I've just been reading an interview with Lily Allen in GQ magazine, and she's kind of talking about what books she's reading and, you know, what stuff she's into, and she misses her mum's spaghetti bolognese when she's on tour, and all very kind of sensible and grown up, and, you know.
Maybe when I grow up, I'll read books.
This is it. I don't read. What were you reading?
I'm reading this survival guide right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's all you do now.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much.
You just live and eat adrenaline.
This is more like what to do when the end of the world comes and like how to stock up on a year's supply of food and goats and, you know.
There might not be goats if it's the end of the world.
This is very true. There just might be ash and, you know, cannibals.
And let's be honest, do you really want to survive the end of the world?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, just for a little bit. Yeah, maybe for a couple of years, just so where it could just be all-out chaos and...
Do you believe in God?
Yeah, sure.
So how do you not know that, you know, the world explodes and we all go to heaven and God's there going, I've been waiting for you guys for years, come on in. And it's like it is at home, but it's sunny all the time and burgers are free and low calorie.
Yeah.
You know, you just... And then you'd be down here...
Slaving away.
Like, you know, Will Smith and I Am Legend. And we'd all be up there partying with models and stuff.
But when I turn up, I'll enjoy it all the more.
Yeah, but for you to turn up then, you've got to have failed. And you don't like to fail.
This is very true, yeah.
You know, so
if we get a hint that the end of the world is coming, we can all go to Costco with my card and stock up, because they do everything in bulk. We could live for a year.
Yeah. Well, sure. It does mention it in the book to get a Costco card and really...
I've got a trade card.
Yeah, there you go.
Jody Latham will save us all if it comes to the end of the world anyway. He'll be front of the queue.
He'll be our fearless leader.
Have you got him in the new series?
That's a big negative.
Oh, why didn't you get him in?
You should have put him in for a laugh, actually. He should feature on every one of your Adrenaline Junkie series.
We should just make him my full-time partner.
Yeah.
Adrenaline Junkie featuring Jody Latham.
I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it.
You're not doing it?
I don't want to do it, man. I don't.
Look
over there, a blue car.
Bye-bye.
Was he in a couple of shows?
He was, two episodes. But he did the same thing on Hell's Kitchen. He jumped out the window. It's like, that's his signature move. Like, I can't do this. I'm jumping out of the window. God forbid something tragic actually happened in his life. You just see him, like, standing on top of the BT tower.
But he wouldn't do it. My favourite bit was they're in cable cars, and they've got to basically bungee jump off a cable car.
And which was a terrifying prospect, to be fair.
Now, I'll be honest, you wouldn't even get me in the cable car in the first place. The jumping off thing is, look, you're here now, you may as well, all you got to do, in theory, is just fall forwards, and that's it. And then once you're done, it's done. Everyone's telling me it's safe, fine. But getting me in the cable car will be tough, because I have a problem with heights, and I don't like cable cars. I've had a couple of bad experiences in cable cars.
Yeah.
coming down from a mountain once, and it missed its kind of halfway stop.
Okay.
And so the guy went, oh, there's someone there, and just pulls the brake straight away. So, of course, it goes, it just starts flying backwards and forwards, and I'm like, oh, my God. And the guy goes, sorry about that, puts it into reverse. It's all a little bit weird.
Bit weird.
So so on that show was Jack, Bez from the Happy Mondays. Yep.
Her out of EastEnders.
Yeah,
that's Charlie Brooke.
Charlie Brooke, who's a good girl. Yeah. And this fella, the actor from Shameless. And so Jack goes, well, I'll go first. I'll bungee jump off. Well, hey!
It was horrifying, though. Like,
oh, I bet.
I mean, to his defence, not that I'm going to give much defence, but it was really terrifying and had only been tested once before.
I get that, though. But listen, listen. As a man, right? As a man, if Bez from the Happy Mondays is going to do it, right, and Janine from EastEnders is going to... You can't back out.
Yeah, but that's not the issue, because I can imagine being in that cable car as he was and actually having the fear and being terrified. However, surely all of these considerations have got to go through your head when you're signing the forms to appear on a show called Adrenaline Jump.
His argument was that... Because he only did one or two things, and they weren't anything major. His when I asked him, I was like, you were aware of what this job entailed. He goes... His excuse was, I usually have 3 weeks to prepare for a job, and I only got the call a couple days before. And I'm like, what? It's not like you're, like, you know, doing, like, Schindler's List Part 2, and you've got a really serious role. No, you just got to, like, be yourself and jump off things.
You got no lines to learn. Mm. You've got no outfits. You just just turn up and jump off whatever we tell you to jump off.
Enjoy yourself.
Did you do the aeroplane thing?
Nope.
I can't blame him on that. I wouldn't have done that.
Was that wing walking?
Yeah. Yeah, screw that. I'd be a nightmare on your show.
Well, you know, the offer is out there.
He can't even put eye drops in.
I don't. Yeah, but it would be that. It would be okay. Number one, put in some eye drops, right? Yeah. Number two, climb up a ladder, right?
Can't do that.
No, I'm terrible. Okay, right. And by the way, I'm up to like a loft.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Like I might be able to get up, but then getting down would be a nightmare.
We could just jump off,
climb a mountain, but up a ladder to a loft. Forget it. I can't do that. And I don't know what else. Yeah, I could, you know, only a few things I could do.
Mm. Well, you know, it's a start.
You could overcome your fear of cheese.
You have a fear of cheese?
It's not a fear of cheese, I just don't like cheese. Mm. So it's not a fear. I'm not scared of the cheese.
Mm. Just all cheese, like not a fan of...
No, I like halloumi. I can handle halloumi.
The squeakiest of cheeses.
Mm. I like that. That's nice. And I can handle a bit of mozzarella on a pizza, but I can tell if a pizza's made with cheddar. I can smell it a mile away.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack. Little skill I've got. So the new series begins tomorrow night.
Yes, it does.
9 o'clock on ITV2. And in it, the new series, Jack is joined by Sister Kelly and parents Sharon and Ozzy.
Yes.
As they take part in a family adventure, Adrenaline Junkie style. Oh, really? Is
that
the first
that?
Two episodes?
Yeah.
Is it just you and your folks and your sister?
Kelly is in a little bit of the first episode, and then she has enough.
I would imagine, no offence to Kelly, I like Kelly a lot, but I would imagine she has Jody tendencies.
She just got really...
Bored.
It was pretty full on what we were doing, and I think she was just somewhat overwhelmed by it because she wasn't expecting it to be as real as it actually is.
Right.
And that's the most common kind of reaction we get from people when they come out, because they all think it's like, oh yeah, it's TV, we're used to doing TV where it's like, here, we'll sit in our trailer that called out, do our thing, and then go back. You know, it's pretty full on. Kelly kind of freaked out, and she doesn't do that well under stress anyway, and she just kind of, she was like, I can't be around, and just kind of went home. I was like, all right,
don't pay her.
Yeah, I don't know how that. I mean, it's not coming out of my pocket.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. What kind of stuff do you put challenges for your folks?
We do rock crawling, which is driving these crazy souped up 4x4s.
Rock crawling. That's an impression of your dad.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Rock man. That's your dad again.
It was really good.
It's like he's in the room, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Will you come tuck me into bed later?
Well, whatever you want. Do I have to do the voice, or can I just do it anyway?
Well, we'll see.
All right, thanks.
It depends.
I'm putting you to bed, man. Come on. Come on, it's like he's here.
It really is.
It's like the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter advert.
If I close my eyes,
I can't believe it's not better.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Whatever it was.
Sorry, tell us about these things.
So basically, rock crawling is souped up 4x4s that can go up like an 87-degree incline.
Yep.
They go over these massive boulders up cliffs, and they're really cool. And then we did...
I'm sorry, sir. And do you put your dad in one of those?
My dad didn't do it because he came down with what he thought was the swine flu.
Right.
He got really sick and he was freaking out. Ended up just being like a chest infection or whatever. Right. But
bearing in mind your dad was in quite a bad kind of quad bike accident.
Exactly, and he was...
Why the hell would you then put him in one of them?
Because it's a lot safer.
You sicko! Yeah, but hang on a second.
It's about overcoming fear.
Yeah, but overcoming fear, this quad bike put him in hospital. Wasn't he in a coma or something quite horrific? He was really bad and came out, thank God, like your dad does, all right.
Yeah.
And then he turns up, I'm gonna go and be on Jack's show and support him. What are we doing, Jack? Right, I'm going to put you in this massive vehicle and we're going to drive up a mountain. How about that? What? I've got pig flu. I'm off. I could understand him doing a runner from that. Absolutely.
He was very, he reminded us a lot that he'd been in the accident.
I bet.
Yeah. But he ended up not doing it because he was sick. And funnily enough, you know, it went pear-shaped, that one.
Oh, really?
I won't give it away, but it gets pretty hairy.
Okay.
We also did indoor skydiving, which Dad loved. It, you know, when they have the big engine.
Yeah.
Fan. We've done that. Yeah.
Yeah, he absolutely loved it. He thought he was going to hate it. And then I tried to convince them both, my parents both, to do a skydive, and they didn't want to, so I just did it by myself, and they watched. And then we do the zero gravity airplane, you know, the one that does the parabolic arch out of like Apollo 13.
Okay.
What else? Then we went down.
How does that work? You get into, it's like a special plane and you fly. Is it because you fly so high?
What it does is it kind of like, it's like a roller coaster, how a roller coaster kind of goes up and down. You like launch up.
Yeah.
And then when you arc to come back down.
Hmm.
There's like about 30 to 45 seconds of that arc to come back down.
Right.
Which creates weightlessness, and you're just kind of like floating around this aeroplane.
That's cool.
The most amazing toy ever.
How long does it take to get up to the
I mean, you're within like 15 minutes.
All right, so then what, then you come back down again, then you go back up?
Yeah, and you do in half an hour you have 15 parabolic arches.
Say that right for God's sake.
You
what Alan drinks, isn't it? Parabolic arches.
That's right, yeah. It's like WKD.
Absolutely.
and it's the weightlessness for 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
And you're actually weightless longer in that aeroplane than you are in the Virgin Galactic.
Right.
Which is kind of cool.
I'd love that. It must have been the weirdest thing. And did you have like orange juice and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Water, M&Ms.
Lovely.
It's great.
Brilliant. And who does that?
My mum and dad.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. You see, the thing was, with like, obviously, my parents, my dad's 61 in December. I don't actually know how old my mum is, but she's not.
She's 42.
She's 38, actually.
38, sorry. Yeah.
And so I kind of opted, you know, when we were kind of coming up with the idea, we were like, hey, listen, you know, we can't obviously push them to the absolute limit. You know, A, my dad was in the accident, and, you know, and B, my mum, you know, she's not the most active, like, physically outgoing person. So we was kind of, you know, we had to kind of tailor around what they wanted, but it was
Is it true that one of the challenges for your dad originally, when you had the meeting about the show, is it true that one of the ideas for the challenges for your dad was to work the remote control at home? Is that true?
It was actually a remote control to one of those UAV unmanned aerial things, sure. And you know they're using in the war.
He'd never do that. Yeah. He'd never be able to handle that. I'm looking forward to seeing the show, man. Yeah. I really am. Let's take a break. Let's do Tedious Link, and then I want to come back and talk about some other people on the show and find out who is nice and who is a gutless idiot.
Okay.
I want to find out who's the Chris Moyles of the new series, because there's bound to be another one. If it's not Jody, it'll be me. Yo, Jack Osborne, dude. You big fan of the Oasis, Jack?
I think it's slightly ironic that song is called Live Forever.
Well, there is that. Hey, look, they'll be back. I'll be back. That's what I say. Jack Osborne is in the hizzy house.
Should we make bets right now? How long it'll be?
What, for Oasis?
Yeah, I'm saying 4 years.
Before they come back?
Yeah.
Oh, no. If it's any longer than a year, they'll never do it. If it's any longer than 6 months.
Really?
Well, no, because I think they're probably going to branch out and try and do the solo thing.
I think it's got to be at least a year off.
Yeah, but then that's a reunion rather than a...
Yeah.
But I don't want them to split up. I want them to just keep going. I want this to be a little argument blip.
Well, I mean, when you release press releases...
No, I know.
Yeah. No,
If you want, I can hug you. Let it all out.
Thanks. I'll do it tonight when I'm tucking you in.
Yep. Thanks, Dad.
The new series of Adrenaline Junkie. It's Celebrity Adrenaline Junkie. Sorry. Now, be honest. When the TV production company come and say, right, we've got some names for you, how many of the names do you go, who? To? Be honest. Come on. Don't lie.
Yeah, it's quite a few, because some of them are kind of obscure actors and actresses from all the, you know, TV dramas here and all that, which I'm not.
Because you don't live here.
I don't live here, but if they're not doing like comedy shows, I'm not really sure
right
about who they are. But everyone that we had on, I actually had seen work at some point. Right, so okay.
Natalie Imbruglia is on the show.
Yeah, we had Reggie Yates on.
Yeah, who cares about Reggie? I want to talk about Natalie.
Reggie's great.
Yeah, I know he's great.
Natalie.
But I don't fancy Reggie Yates. But I fancy Natalie Imbruglia.
Okay, well, Natalie is an absolute champ.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very sexy. Yeah, any action with Natalie?
No.
Nothing
no.
at all?
No, it's strictly business.
Anything
it's
with any of your guests?
No. No. I'm just... The weird thing is...
Really?
Well, because like, whenever I'm in like work mode, I just think I'm working with this person. Just I cannot... I just think like sexual harassment.
Professional to the end.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
How about the day after filming?
Well, the wrap party, is tomorrow, and so.
Oh,
we'll
really?
See. Well, we do like a wrap launch party kind of thing.
Natalie gonna go?
I'm not sure. I know the invites are out to a bunch of people, so whoever comes, I guess.
She's a fine woman.
Yeah, she was a champ, because we ended up really kind of. It got crazy at one point with.
I bet. I'd love to get crazy with her.
No, not that. In like a. What is gonna happen now? Because, you know, we were climbing this mountain and it snowed the day before, and it was supposed to be a rock climb, but it ended up being a lot of snow and ice on them, and we didn't have crampons or ice axes.
Right.
So basically we were climbing up, you know, huge snow, you know, like an ice.
See, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. And then a storm came in and we almost nearly got struck by lightning. And
right, that's it. I'm going down.
You're going down?
At that point, that's it. I'm off.
Well, that's the thing, though. We couldn't... It was quicker to summit and then have a helicopter pick us up than it was to go back down. So it was
how high was this mountain?
I don't know. It was quite a few thousand feet.
Right.
Where were you?
We were in Canmore, Canada, like Canadian Rockies. Mm.
You must rack up some air miles on this TV series.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really bad though at like logging them in. Like I'll do it like 6 months later.
There's
when
someone
I
else to do it for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, after like I find like a stack of ticket stubs which I keep. But,
you do it when you check in.
Yeah, it's true.
You give me a card and they put the air miles on. Come on, seriously, what's wrong with you?
I know.
You've been flying since you were like zero years old.
I'm really crap at that kind
of
thing.
You should have like a gazillion.
Sorry,
you can say crap. You should have a gazillion air miles.
Yeah, I know. I do have a lot though. I do, because you get like I have that credit card air mile thing. Like,
so, I love that.
It's great.
I love that. You're gonna fill the car up with petrol anyway, and you get air miles for it.
That's pretty good. Ching.
Yeah. And if you get to pay your bill at the end of the month, and it costs a fortune for petrol. But no, it's fine. Who else? Joanna Page from Gavin and Stacey.
Joanna was absolutely fantastic.
Now you would think, with someone like her, you'd think, oh, I bet she'd be too scared to do a lot of stuff. And then I immediately think, probably because I've thought that now, she's probably one of the gutsiest girls on the show.
Joanna got very scared a couple times, but it was within reason. Like the things that, you know, how, well, we did the kind of bungee thing we did off the cable cars with Jody.
Mm-hmm. Was it that again, or is it?
Well,
different?
We upped it where we did it off a helicopter.
Oh, see now.
We basically hovered a helicopter out of this cliff and then had.
Is that safe?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Well, see, I couldn't do it.
Well, it's safe as any kind of adrenaline.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
It was full on.
I'd bring the helicopter down. It wouldn't be right.
I don't think so.
It'd certainly tilt.
It would. Yeah. Well. Yeah. It does anyway. I mean, even when you move from one side in a helicopter, it goes. But she had a little freak out with that, and a lot of things with heights. But other than that, she was great. Really up for it. I actually felt kind of bad for her, because it was on that trip. It was me, Reggie Yates, Jesse Metcalf, and Joanna, and it was just like, you know, three guys that are just kind of, yeah, let's go out in Queenstown and let's go out in Dubai and, you know, and get all crazy. And she's just kind of like, I'm the only girl.
What's the tell me the hardest and the easiest thing on the series? And easy for you.
I'm trying to think. You know, the trip with my parents for me was a lot easier, because all the things we were doing weren't necessarily physically challenging, and I'd done them to a degree. Most of the things, but it was challenging, kind of having to you know, parents come to my, you know, into my world and having to kind of, you know...
Well, you're in charge. I mean, you're very much the boss. And you can, you know, they are, for all due respects, merely contestants, aren't they?
Well, to a degree, but it's still that whole kind of, they're my parents, but I'm working.
Yeah,
and like, you know, whereas before I'd kind of, I wouldn't yell, you know, I never really yell at anyone, but I'll kind of be a little harder on someone. And it would, you know, so it was that kind of trying to find that, and then trying to give advice to my parents about something, which they just, you know, you know, when my dad's out in the snow and he hasn't eaten anything all day and he's wondering why he's really tired and cold, and I'm like, Dad, you got to eat. And he's like, yeah, but I've got to do a gig, so I'm trying to like watch what I'm eating. And I'm like, Dad, you're going to die.
Bless him. I love your mum and dad.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, it's good that you're fond of them.
Yeah, definitely is.
The hardest thing on the show?
Trying to think what,
because you're not. What are you scared? You're not scared of heights or anything like that. You're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not really. I'm not really scared of heights. There's nothing. I don't get like scared. Like, oh my god, I can't do it. I always, you know, there is definitely every time I do something, there's always that what if this is it kind of thing that goes through my mind, and it's just I've kind of been able to manage it a lot better now.
Right. But when it comes to jumping off out of a helicopter on a bungee. Yeah, someone does it first, right? Someone's got to test
Not that day.
I mean, doing it first if I'm you. I'm having some runner do it. Some, you know,
Send the runners to do it.
Of course I can. You know, I'm having someone dispensable from the team. Like, let them do some work experience.
Right.
Glad. Yeah. And if it doesn't work, I ain't doing it. But if it does, then fine.
Well, it always gets tested before, and then it gets broken down and then reset up again. So usually it's never tested after it's been reset again. So that's where I kind of, I'm always like, all right, I'll go for it. At least I might win a BAFTA if I die on camera.
Well, yeah. You'll be famous.
You'll be a YouTube hero.
Do you think they'll like maybe like have a library named after me or something?
Maybe.
Or like, that'd be kind of cool.
It's a little consolation for death, though, I always think.
Well, you know.
See, I got nervous when we were all on the same airplane together. You know, there was me, Jack Osborne, Mark Owen, Gary Barlow, and David Beckham. I'm thinking, if this plane crashes, I'm going to be the... Also on the plane was...
You'd be on page four, wouldn't you?
Oh, God, not even that.
If you're lucky.
You know, it's going to be Beckham first. It's going to be, take that, and then it's going to... Well, you know, actually, I'd argue who was next between me and Jack.
I think it would probably be you.
You know, we'll see.
We might have split page.
If it was the LA Times, it'd probably be Jack. If it was the Yorkshire Evening Post, I'd probably get it.
Well, you can't... Are you comparing the LA Times with the Yorkshire Evening Post?
But can you imagine, though, like, you pick up a newspaper and it's got pictures of everyone and, like, plane crash. People are going to think we're in some kind of weird plot.
Yeah.
You know, all our faces all in a line. It'd be like, ugh.
It's some weird pact.
Yeah.
So you're still living in America, or are you bouncing between the two?
I'm here for, like, 3 or 4 months out of the year.
Oh, okay. You here for a while?
Yeah, I'm here to the end of the month.
Will you watch your show tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Will you sit and watch it?
Yeah, well, we usually...
Have a party.
Yeah, we have a party, so we'll rent like a screening place that has like a...
But you don't drink?
No.
At all?
Nope.
Oh, see, that's mad. I just don't get it. I really don't.
Look, if I could get away with it, I'd drink.
Sure,
I just... Mm. It doesn't work that well with me. It gets weird.
But I always think with people who have had drink issues... I don't know. I don't know what you would call it. I don't know whether you would say you're an alcoholic or you've had drink or you just don't. I don't think I'm being flippant.
No, drink issues.
But I always think that people who absolutely don't touch anything anymore, I think they're very strong. The irony is, I think they're very strong people, because when you often talk to people about it, they go, "Oh, look, don't get me wrong. Love a couple of beers or a glass of champagne, but I can't trust myself that it'll be one, and then one will lead to 10, and then it's the drink, then we actually will lead to some drugs, and I can't do that. So actually, that one glass of champagne, actually, I see myself in the gutter vomiting tomorrow morning. So actually, I can't.
Exactly.
Stay away from it.
And I think it's very, very strong willpower. I think it's a lot of guts to do that. But after saying that...
Yeah, I mean, look, after that crazy epic climbing with Natalie and all that, everyone that climbed was like, oh, you know, I can't wait to go back and have a beer.
Yeah, what do you have?
I would have loved to have had a beer. I had a Coke. I don't usually drink Coke.
What,
so.
Full fat?
Yeah, full fat.
Full fat.
Yeah, push the
there we go.
Because you eat...
On ice.
You eat healthy now.
Sometimes.
All right, so when you go down and go, I'm going to have myself a KFC. I want a box of popcorn chicken.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it'll be like, oh, let's go, you know. Usually it's like... A donut or something.
Wow.
I like, they do these old-fashioned donuts in America, which are great. They're like multi-grain. They're actually really quite good. Not good for you,
but... Yeah, but if you're climbing mountains, you can eat all the donuts you want, can't you? You can burn it all off in an afternoon.
Well, you know, if you do loads of crystal meth.
Will you stop talking about crystal meth? Seriously.
No, it's like this inside joke with my friends.
Oh, I know, but they're not here.
I know, they could be
But
listening.
8 million people are.
Hey.
Look at that. It's a little bit obsessed with this, isn't it? Mr.
Right?
Jack Osborne. Seriously, Jack, is cleaner. You're cleaner than clean.
Mm.
You can drink in his orange juice.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I don't drink and I don't do drugs.
You don't smoke?
Nope.
Wow. You're like adamant.
I smoke cigars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you smoke cigars like you smoke cigarettes? Do you inhale or do you just blow?
I have a cigar maybe once a week.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I said, like a big fat one or a little tiny one?
Like Boss Hogg used to do.
Yeah, like a nice, nice Cuban cigar. You know, I'm a friend of mine in Los Angeles is a member of this. It's called Havana Room, and it's one of the only private member clubs in LA. And it's like a cigar lounge, and you go you go in there, and there's like Mel Gibson, and Schwarzenegger goes there all the time. And they're all there.
How do they get around the smoking ban? Because I imagine it'd be quite funny to have this sort of Cuban cigar lounge when actually everyone has to stand outside on the pavement smoking.
Because it's a private members club, so everyone has to sign all these crazy waivers.
It's not a public place,
exactly.
Yeah. And plus, if the governor of California's in there, who's going to argue with him?
Exactly.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It'd be big.
All that, yeah.
Does your dad know you smoke the cigars?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Can't be happy with that, can he?
He's because he knows I'm not, smoking like 10 a day and
I always get the feeling that your mum and dad hate smoking.
My dad smoked for a long time. Yeah. I think when I tell him like, oh, I'm going to Havana Room and stuff, I think because he loved smoking cigars, I think he does get a bit like, oh, I think that's the one thing he does miss.
I'll go with you. That's your dad again.
Yeah, wow, I really thought he was in the room just there.
Yeah, it's just me.
I was looking around, I'm like, Dad, where are you?
Me, Listen, good luck with the show.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow night, ITV2, 9 o'clock. If you haven't seen it before, you've got to watch it. Is your man still doing the voiceover?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ralph.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Jack is about to face one of the most terrifying things of his life. But for some, Natalie's worried. His voice by the end of that must be hanging out of him.
It's funny because at the rap party a couple of years ago, he was just following me around, like narrating everything I was doing.
Really?
Yeah, he'd just pop up. Jack's talking to someone he doesn't really want to talk to.
He's a nice fella.
He is a great guy.
And Leeds United fan.
Yeah.
Let's point that out. If you see him, then we're doing very well.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Golf clap?
Well, if you want. It's probably just worth it. Okay. 9 o'clock tomorrow night, ITV2. Jack Lovett, see you.
And you.
Have a nice time in the UK.
I will indeed.
Enjoy this weather that we have at the moment.
Yeah.
This is hot for us.
I know. I was walking around with just a shirt on the other day.
Give over. Yeah. No pants, nothing.
No pants.
Just a shirt
Just
on.
A shirt.
Look at that. Walking through Hyde Park. God, a lot of people taking my photo today. I don't know what it is.
It's because it was warm out, that's why I did it.
It's like that Steve Guttenberg video of him running through Central Park. Ever seen that?
No.
Nothing on from the waist down.
It's very odd, isn't it?
It's all a set-up joke, but when you watch it, it's just him just running around. With
balls of steel.
Having a stretch, all of that.
Ooh.
Very odd. Nice to see you, man. Love to the family. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jack Osborne. Boo-ha. What's up, mate? And Jack's real father in the new series of Ice Road Truckers, which is currently on History HD, which you can watch. Rachel!
Coming up today on Radio 1 at 10, Jo Wiley kicks off her live lounge tour at Surge from Kasabian's house in Leicester.
Gonna fluff.
Edith's on at 1, Scott's on at 4, Zane's on at 7. And at 9, you can have another chance to hear Jaguar Skills' amazing history of hip-hop. 500 tracks mashed into 1 hour. That's BBC Radio 1 all day, Monday the 14th of September. No fluffs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Say thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Robbie Williams. New song. That's Robbie Williams' new song, Bodies. It's a grower.
Definitely.
But by the way, don't say that to Robbie, he gets very upset.
Is it growing on you yet?
What?
Is it growing on you
Do you know
yet?
What? I just played it then, but I've been just talking to Jack, so I didn't really hear it properly. I'll go home and listen to it properly today. But I like it.
It's got good chorus.
Now that Jack Osborne's gone, what do you really think of him, Dave?
Well, you know, behind all that nice guy exterior...
I think he was drunk.
The man can be a nightmare.
I think he was drunk. Mm. I really did.
Do you?
Oh, he's still here, look.
Mm.
Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up, dude? Yeah, man. Dude. That's how he talks. He's got that LA thing where a lot of what he says is like a question, although it's actually a statement.
Yeah, but you know that we would be exactly like that because even having spent a week in Los Angeles last September doing the show.
Was that last September?
By the end of it, we were asking questions and saying, are you going to the airport? And stuff like that.
So when it's when you say a statement, but your statement is a question?
Question.
That really freaks me out. But I'd be exactly the same.
We were there this time last year.
I know, don't remind us. We were having a great time this time last year in LA, and look where we are now. In crappy London. It's rubbish.
The city's on fire, you're not really missing much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a huge fire going on.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be where we were hanging out, would it?
Still,
that wouldn't affect us.
Well, no, it's just the air, literally, you go outside and your nose starts burning and all that.
Still have better weather than here, though.
Can we just move down to Malibu, then, for a few days? Yeah. Would it be safer there?
Until the fire start in Malibu.
Right, then, fine. Well, we'll just move down to Santa Monica or something like
there you
that.
Go.
We'll just move
Venice.
Away. Yeah, perfect.
Mm. Great.
I like Manhattan Beach.
Do you know what? Let's just take a drive down San Francisco and then you clear away from it and then we'll just enjoy that instead.
Yeah.
Well, we can't because we're here. God damn it.
You could do American BBC Radio.
That's right. BBC Radio America.
Yeah.
Howdy, everybody. Well, I don't know where I'm going with this. Let's play another record.